think I've always a great faith in this team. We didn't panic at that stage. We knew it was a long bit of football to be played ahead of that as well. And I think actually, after Cavan went 3-0 ahead for the rest of the half, we won that half 7-1. So the players responded very well. There's no question of it.
And as we expected, Stephen, they came out with all guns blazing at the start of the second half. A very similar start in the first 5 minutes. They kicked 3 points from play to make it 8-7. Key next 5 minutes in the game, and thankfully from Donegal's point of view, the key score of the second half and the match, perhaps that goal.
Absolutely, Brent McNeilis was put into that to do that job today. Brent and I thought performed very, very well indeed. We took him off at the end. He had picked up a yellow card and maybe a chicken as well. So I was just conscious of maybe Brenton being sent off. But he did very, very well today. I think he scored 1-1. He scored a very vital point just before the end of the first half as well, which I think sent us in 4 points ahead, which psychologically is always a nice lead to have.
Yeah.
So 1-15, but I don't like singling out players, Charlie. I think 1-15, the fellas were phenomenal today. Even the fellas that we brought on, in no way was the team weakened. And, you know, that's a great testament to the strength and depth that we have in this panel and the effort that these fellas have put in. And it's great in a day like today that work comes to fruition.
Yeah. And once they regained that lead, Darragh McGrew got a very good point after that. Once they got into that lead again, they never looked like losing it, because we kept saying there in the commentary that the only way Cavan were going to get back into the game, Stephen, was to score a goal.
Absolutely, and again, I don't like singling players out. I think Connor Park was outstanding on their danger man, Connor Madden. Gary Kelly, John Rose in the fullback, they were all outstanding. And a day like today, Charlie, I suppose it's those players maybe who don't come into these games with reputations, players like John Rose, players like Mark Gallagher at centre halfback. I thought they all did a sterling job today. They really stood tall whenever the call went out, and again, I just couldn't be prouder of these players. It's fantastic.
A lot of work's gone in between the finish of the league, where you got to the Shield rather than the league final. Stephen, so obviously the work that's gone in between now and then has paid dividends. You learned a lot from that league campaign to set your tactics for today, perhaps.
Well, it is, and I had always said to the media that the league bears no correlation to championship success. We've seen here last year that Cavan were beat like ourselves in the semi-final of the league and went on to win an Ulster championship. Hopefully, maybe that's a good omen for this coming year. But the players really focused. We went down to Sligo a couple of weeks back and actually got an awful hammering from Sligo, and that was maybe the best thing that happened to us, because maybe any sort of complacency there was there in the final, that certainly disappeared after that performance. Maybe we'll refocus. And again, you've seen today, out on the pitch, the players were...
And finally, Stephen, not much time now to rest in your laurels, because you're out against Derry next weekend, a different challenge altogether. You're at home. Because you won today, expectations will be raised, but Derry got to the league final and they're a good side.
Absolutely. Well, actually, that game's up in Omagh next Sunday night, Charlie, and certainly I would ask anybody that's at home now tonight, these fellas have done a huge effort. Hopefully the supporters will get up now in their droves next week to support these fellas. I'm sure they'll do the county very proud. But it is a very short turnaround time, but that said, it's a challenge and a problem I'm delighted to have.